And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I've got great guests lined up for you today. We're going to be talking to Susie Bergen with Earthworks Garden and Landscaping Supply. I've got Brenda Sanchez here, owner of El Paraiso Restaurant, and superintendent of Chino Valley School District, John Scholl. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on CAT, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. We live in interesting times, and the security of knowing what's in store for us in the future is up in the air for now. However, that doesn't mean that we can't make the best of what we have. There is a silver lining under every cloud, you know. Here at Olson's in Prescott, we've been looking at ways that we can make these times easier for you, your pets, and your wild birds. That means delivering to those who can't or don't want to leave their houses for one reason or another. These days, that can mean self-quarantine, or at the very least, social distancing. On a side note, did you ever think we'd be talking about this? Be that as it may, however, if pet food / wild bird delivery is a solution for you, just call 445-1664. We're offering free delivery within 10 miles of our Prescott store with orders of $25 or more. When you call, just give our associate your order, pay by credit card, and if you call before our delivery vehicle leaves, you can possibly even get your order the same day. Our mission is the health of your animals, and for us, good enough just isn't. We're waiting to hear from you.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Hi, it's me, Sandy, with YCCA. I know things seem gloomy, but holy moly, macaroni, we live in the best community in the USA. I say smile and shine and sparkle. Be thankful, be kind, be lovable, and be the heartbeat of our community. Sending you all a hug. Whoops, I mean a big elbow bump of love. So let your sun shine.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Well, I'm here with my first guest. We're talking to Susie Bergen, the owner of Earthworks Garden and Landscaping Supply. Hey, Susie, how are you?
Hi, Lorette. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can totally hear you. This is great. We're practicing social distancing.
Yes, we are.
You're currently calling from your house.
Yes, I am. I'm many miles away from you. And look at this. Technology is amazing.
Technology is amazing, and it's working great. I'm so excited that you were able to join us today on radio.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So, Susie, you got a big announcement. Things have changed a little bit. And
well, Lorette, yeah, I'm really excited to announce a big change at Earthworks, and you and I have spoken about it, but the general public, I don't believe, knows.
Not yet.
After 23 years, I decided to pass the torch, and I have sold Earthworks to Mark and Brianne Vitieri, who own Manzanita Landscaping of Prescott. And this happened just a couple weeks ago, so we're in a big transition, but we're all very excited, and it's going to be a whole new revitalized earthworks.
Wow. So what made you decide to do this, Susie? You've had it, you said 23 years you were in the business, and was it just a little too long, time to retire? What happened?
Well, I'm just getting a little long in the tooth, and it's a lot of hard work, and I just felt that for me, I couldn't take the business any further because, number one, I didn't have the service end of it like I used to. Mark is bringing aboard his landscape construction company. He has a real great construction company, well-established, been around for 12 years in the Tri-City area, and now he'll be able to add the landscape service end to the nursery. They really go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do. It sounds like a perfect marriage.
It is a perfect marriage. I've known Mark and Brianne for years. They're much younger than I am. They have energy and a lot of brain cells left. So they're very excited, and I think it's going to be great. My team is still staying on. Of course, we're having this crazy situation with the coronavirus and having to keep all of our employees and customers safe, so we've had to do some scrambling to try and still service the retail public but keep everybody safe.
Yeah, are you guys doing a curbside pickup?
We aren't doing curbside pickup. We did close off the building, and we are servicing our customers through a window that we have in the building, and then we're just trying to keep, as you know, 6 feet apart, and we're trying to keep all the carts washed down and just everything as clean as possible. Everybody has been so nice and so understanding and thankful that we've worked really hard to try and keep everybody safe. There's a lot of people putting on their patients' hats because it's spring,
right,
and everybody wants to get out to the garden center and buy everything up, which we have lots and lots of stuff for sale. So it's just we are in a transition, and we will be offering planting and other services out of the nursery now. So we do invite you all to come and check it out. And, of course, keep in touch with us throughout spring on our Facebook page to see what we've got going on.
So spring, so April is one of your busiest months, is it not?
Yes, so it is. Absolutely the hardest time for us to have to social distance and try
yes.
and stock the nursery and keep everybody happy, but we're going to do the best we can.
So for those that are itching to go ahead and get some things planted, do they call ahead and say, you know, I would like this type of plant and it'll be kind of curbside, or are they still allowed to walk through the garden center? How does it work, Susie?
Well, we've got 4 acres over there, so there's plenty of room for people to move around. We aren't letting anybody in the building, but we're in the building selling them the fertilizers, the irrigation parts, their pesticides, their weed control. And, of course, they can order rock and aggregate materials to be delivered. They also can walk around the nursery and pick out trees and shrubs. I've got a big load of flowers coming in on Wednesday.
Wow.
We've got veggies. You know, so we are trying to stock the nursery as best we can. And it's a little bit difficult because, you know, normally we've got so many folks over there shopping, and we're just trying to keep everybody as separated as possible. So we are trying our very hardest to get their hands dirty. Everybody wants to get out and get their hands dirty.
Absolutely. And you just hit on a really big thing, which was that you guys have veggies. I think with all of this pandemic going on and the fear of that everyone is having, people are looking to start their own gardens now.
You know, we've always sold a lot of fruit trees. We've always sell a lot of grapes and berries that are good for our area. Always have veggies. And seeds, if you want to start your own veggie garden, you know, with seeds. But we do have the vegetable starts, and we'll continue to have those all the way in through July. So, again, we have to stock the nursery this time of year in stages because, of course, we still can get bad weather. So a lot of the flowery stuff and the grasses and a lot of the fancier stuff isn't going to show up until May into June. But there's a good supply of all your base landscape materials there, as well as all the rock material.
Perfect.
For your driveway before monsoons hit, or
right.
your potholes in your driveway. You know, we've got all those aggregate materials you can pull in. We'll load you up, you know, with our tractors, or we can deliver to you. So we do allow people out of their vehicles, but we do ask that everybody, you know, stay socially conscious and safe. And we will serve you just as quickly as we can through our window at our building.
Perfect. Is there anything that you would recommend? I mean, what veggies do the best here? And what kind of, for someone who's quite like myself that does not have a green thumb, what is something that you'd recommend me, a basic kind of plant that I won't kill, besides a cactus?
Well, you know, as far as veggies go, Lorette, we're still cold. We still have these cold temps, and we do sell a lot of cold crop stuff starting in March, which is your kale, your cabbage, your broccoli. You know, you really don't want to start putting your peppers or your tomatoes in the ground until after Mother's Day. So that's still, you know, a month away.
Right.
We can still get, you know, cold temps and snow. So it's sort of a progression. And again, you know, we do stock all the different veggies that do well, and we're happy to educate you when you come in as far as what your soil is like, how to feed them, you know, what to do with the pests.
Absolutely.
And then as far as plants go, I mean, we have so many great evergreen shrubs. By evergreen, I mean that they don't lose their leaves through the winter here, that are pretty tolerant to black thumb growers, as we say. But everybody can have a green thumb. We do want to educate everybody, keep everybody, you know, informed as far as, you know, prepping your soil, which is one of the most important things to do with our soil. And then, of course, watering and feeding. So lots to look at. Always can be a challenge in the spring because of our windy weather.
Right.
So we do say up the watering. And definitely get a spring feeding down.
Ah, so increase your watering.
Water, water, water.
Gotcha, gotcha. So that's the key so that they don't die.
Yes, you got to water even through the winter because we are dry.
And yeah, absolutely.
Yep. So watering is key as well as feeding because the more we water, the more the nutrients get flushed through the soil. And so we need to feed our plants, our trees, our fruits, our veggies, you know, 2-3 times a year. Again, watching out for bugs and for funguses. We've got all of the products that you can use, either organic products or regular chemical-type products to keep the pesties away. And so it's just, you know, keeping an eye on everything. If you've got questions, of course, we're there to answer them. So we want everybody to be successful.
Yeah, absolutely, Susie. I appreciate you being a guest on the show today and at least letting us know the big news. And congratulations to you. What are you headed off to do next? Going
well,
to Disneyland?
I'm going to the happiest place on earth that's closed.
I know.
You know, I'm still going to be involved with Earthworks for a while through a transition period, et cetera. And, you know, it's all, I'm not ready to not work because
right.
I've worked my whole life. So I people will still see me around, and I'm just really not at the point where I can say, well, this is what I'm going to do.
Absolutely.
So I'm just living by the moment and going through today. But I do want to take the opportunity to thank sincerely and gratefully all the customers and people that have supported me all these years at Earthworks. And I truly couldn't have done it without you all. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come and meet Mark and Breanne. My team is still there. You'll see familiar faces, and I hope that we will see you.
All right, Susie, thank you so much for being our guest today, and we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
We'll be right back. Come on, Darby, let's go.
What a sunrise. This is Thumb Butte at its best.
We're all about bright, healthy futures at YRMC's James Family Heart Center. And our Echo Alert program is a shining example. It was designed by YRMC's innovative heart team to find heart valve disease early. That means we treat heart valve disease faster in our community, and we use the latest leading-edge procedures. In fact, the Heart Center's Echo Alert program is now a national care model. A better way to manage heart valve disease, the most advanced treatments, exceptional heart specialists, and your bright, healthy future. All at the James Family Heart Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I'm here in the studio talking to Brenda Sanchez, one of the owners of El Paraiso Restaurant, and she's here today, and we're definitely keeping our social distance.
Right.
She's always apart from me. And thank you so much, Brenda, for being here today.
Well, thank you guys.
So I know I'm probably saying it all wrong. How do you say the restaurant name?
It's El Paraiso, so the I, you would pronounce the E, so kind of Paraiso. Yeah.
Gotcha. And you guys are it just different in a lot of ways. The restaurant is, you service like two different types of food.
We service Mexican and Italian food.
So one of the things that we were talking before, a lot of people are like, how do you do that? It's not, like you said, spaghetti tacos. You're not getting anything like that. But it, really what it is differences of, you know, you've got your Italian and then you also have your Mexican. How did that start? I know that it's kind of a family-run business.
It is a family-run business. So the way it started was... So my brother-in-law does the Italian food, and then my husband does the Mexican food. And
they're two brothers.
They're two brothers, and it's totally separate. So we use different sauces. The menu, even though there's one menu, but the one side of it is for Italian food and the other one is Mexican. It's a good variety of menu just because it's so big, and we do both foods there.
So it's really great knowing that, you know, the two brothers kind of came together. Was it a dream of theirs? I mean, have they always wanted to do this? And was one always good at Italian and one good at Mexican food? Or
So it was a dream of my husband's to open up some kind of business in town. We lived in Chino Valley I was born and raised in Chino Valley.
So a local.
And, yeah. And so my husband, he's like, well, I want to do something, open something up. And my brother-in-law has worked in restaurants most of all his year, growing up and everything. He was always working in a restaurant. And so, and he worked at an Italian restaurant here in town. And they found an opportunity to open up a restaurant, and that's what they did. They combined the food. Now, the recipes on the Mexican side, a lot of them were from my mother-in-law, and then my husband just kind of took it over. She still also helps in the kitchen as well, so a lot of the Mexican recipes are hers.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, I probably have to confess I've tried a lot of things on the menu. It's definitely, you know, what I do love about it is, you know, the people that I go with, a lot of people want that variety. And so it pleases everybody. So, you know, there's times where people want Hispanic food or Mexican food. And I think it's really great that sometimes I'm not in the mood for it, but I can go there and I can get lasagna, which mm-hmm. is fabulous, by the
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
I don't know how you say that with spaghetti, but that is so good. Your spaghetti is to die for.
It's the spaghetti alla vodka you always order.
And it's so good. I don't even, that sauce is incredible. I went home and tried to make it on my own. It's totally not the same.
No.
It's not the same. And, you know, I try to be all chef-like at home, and I kind of think I am a good chef, but until I go and eat there, I'm like, oh, forget it. My chef skills are nothing compared to what you guys do over there. How are you guys handling what's going on right now? Because, you know, a lot of businesses have taken a hard hit.
Yeah, and thankfully, our community has definitely helped us with that. We are offering just takeout and curbside service. And I know on Facebook they are promoting, like, Takeout Tuesday or Takeout Thursday as well to help the local businesses stay open, or at least kind of alive right now.
Right.
Right now with these hard times, because dine-in is a large majority of our sales. And so when you do takeout only or curbside service, that decreases immensely our sales. So thankfully, our community has really helped us out and supported us and do takeout and just call in and help us out. So we're really thankful for that. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I know that along with takeout, you guys are kind of branched out and did a little bit something different and something that's much needed in our community.
It is. We did. So what we decided to do, because, you know, our community is not doesn't have access to our vendors, we decided to help out as well and selling some necessities that we're running out in the grocery stores, like
Absolutely.
Eggs and flour. Yeast, we also have rice, and we have beans. We also are offering commercial toilet paper. And so because we've been getting, do you guys would offer us to selling this and this? And we're like, well, let's try it out. And yeah, we have. So we are selling our flour, and yeast, which is in high demand right now.
Absolutely.
And eggs as well. And like I said, it's turning out very well. We get people coming in and are really appreciative that we're doing this because they don't have access to our vendors.
No, and it's so true. Right now, you know, I just went to the grocery store this weekend, and, you know, I was lucky to find the things that I found. But one of the things that I could not find on the shelf was eggs. Mm. And flour. You cannot find flour anywhere. Forget that, you know, you can't find the yeast. Not that I'm a bread maker or anything. I did notice in a few recipes I was trying out this weekend, I definitely needed flour. And so because I saw a post on your Facebook, I stopped in, grabbed some, a bag of flour, but I realized, you know, I should probably get one for a friend of mine who makes a ton of things and uses flour pretty regularly. So I ended up buying some flour, and that was such a great relief knowing that even though the local, you know, grocery store was out of the products that I needed, I could go literally almost across the street and get the same things there, but in bulk too,
yes.
Which I felt better about too. Yes. I really liked that I could. Felt like I was going to Costco at your place. You know?
Yeah, so we are selling our bulk of flour, so it's 25 pounds. And then we are selling the 1 pound yeast. And then for the beans, it's also 10 pounds, and so for the rice. So we are selling it in bulk just so that way you don't have to go
yeah.
buy very often.
Because you can't even find rice anywhere. I mean, it's pretty amazing that, you know, the staples are gone.
Yeah.
And we're left, you know, with some things on the stores that, I mean, even ramen noodles are gone. I mean,
yeah.
You can't even find, you know, the things that you wouldn't imagine. You can't find them. And especially toilet paper being, you know, like liquid gold. So
right.
I'm really appreciative that you guys are out there in the community, helping the community and letting the community know you have all these products and the stop-in, and it is cash only.
It is cash only, so that way it helps everybody out.
Right, absolutely.
And so it just helps us. And, yeah, so we always post. We ran out of flour a couple days ago, but we are stocked up again. So always we always post things on our Facebook page and say, you know, we finally have this again or this.
Right.
So always follow us on Facebook for any updates.
Or call in.
You can absolutely call in as well to see if we have this. But we have flour once again because that was in high demand. And even though it was 25 pounds flour, you know, people were wanting, like, you know, just in case.
Well, what's really great about it is I ended up buying a 25 pounds of flour, and I bought two of them. And I was like, first, oh, my gosh, you know, what am I going to do with this? But really, what I am a member of the Chino Valley Lioness Club, and what we have done is kind of distributed out to the people that actually need it.
Right.
So who needs it? And, you know, and I'm one of the ones that, you know, brought my little canister in and, hey, can you fill up my canister? I don't use it that much, but bring it in. And so we have kind of a canister line. So it's really been great that how the different clubs and organizations are all kind of bonding together. I know, too, that you guys had a really great experience happen to you recently, and I really want to talk about that because during this whole pandemic, we're all freaking out. We're worried, and a lot of us are just stressed out immensely, but you guys actually had an angel walk in.
We did, and we're really thankful for this. So we had a local Chino Valley resident come in, and he said he wanted to help out in some way, and not just us, but other people in our community who are working numerous hours at a time just to help stock up our grocery stores. So he came in, and he is a local, and he is a regular at our restaurant, and he said he wanted to pay for some meals for employees that worked at Safeway in Chino Valley and Walgreens, and he did. He actually ended up paying 340 meals for those employees.
Wow. So paid for 340 meals for employees that are working at the local Safeway, stocking everything up, Walgreens.
Exactly. And I think it was just any employee at Safeway who wanted a free, it was two meals. It was like he offered it for the pharmacy and the bakery department. So he offered it for anybody who wanted them. So he did. So each voucher that he did was for two free meals. So if the wife worked at the pharmacy, she could get a meal for her and her partner or whoever. So it was two meals per person.
What a kind gesture. I mean, really what we're starting to see now is the community really band together now. And it's such a great thing to hear something like that because we're hearing so much ugliness in the news. And, you know, like I said, and we're just hearing it. And really what we like is, you know, this is a really great story showing us how, you know, everybody's banding together, uniting, but not only helping our local community, but, you know, and helping a local restaurant, but really kind of showing his kindness and his love.
Absolutely. And this really helps us as well because since we're only now limited to takeout or curbside, you know, this gives us a little bit of breathing room, you know.
Absolutely.
He came and paid for these meals and helps us out. So, yeah, it was very appreciated and a very great blessing for us.
Right. And so now with, you know, curbside, is the restaurant hours changed or what are your new hours?
So our new hours, it has changed, unfortunately, just because we want to, those hours that we are open kind of limit what we're doing. So we're open Tuesday to Sunday now. We close Monday, and it's from 2 to 7. Now, there is days that we do open just a little bit longer, like Friday and Saturday, depending on how many calls we do get in. But for the majority, it's from 2 to 7, Tuesday to Sunday.
Tuesday to Sunday, 2 to 7 p.m. Now, if I can call ahead and place an order with you guys.
You can call ahead and place an order, and we would be able to do that for you, yes.
And we have to remember, tomorrow is Taco Tuesday.
Tomorrow is Taco Tuesday. We do have a deal. We have some tacos starting at $1.89, and then we have tacos that are $2.49. So Taco Tuesday is a very popular day.
And you have, like, four different tacos that you offer for Taco
We do
Tuesday.
Have four different tacos. We have the chicken, the ground beef, the shredded beef, carne asada, and the chorizo,
my
and fish
favorite.
And shrimp.
That's all my favorite, the chorizo. And then you got fish and shrimp. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we have more than that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Have quite a few tacos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow, if you're thinking about, you know, eating out, definitely don't forget it's Taco Tuesday, but you're also supporting a local restaurant. Now, Brenda, where are you guys located?
We're located, obviously, in Chino Valley, right next to Sonic on Highway 89. And so, yeah, come by and definitely help support the locals.
And if I don't know what I want, can I walk in there and look at a menu?
You can walk in and look at a menu, and you can stay seated there if you like. And while your order is being made, but you can't obviously eat there.
Yeah, you just can't eat there. You got to take your stuff to go, unfortunately. But you guys are doing wonderful, and you guys are pushing ahead, and we're all here to support you and round up, and you know, and thank you guys as well for helping out the community.
Yeah, we're trying to stay open as much as we can so we can help out. That way, if you one of these days you're tired of cooking, at least a local restaurant is opened.
Yeah, but if you need some rice or some toilet paper.
Oh, and some rice, absolutely.
Or, you know, beans or anything like that. Eggs specifically, like, you know, flour. At least now I know where to get it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, things are limited and vendors do run out. So, you know, try to get your supplies as long as they last.
Right, as long as they last. And then when, and follow you on Facebook. And what's your Facebook?
Our Facebook is El Paraíso 19.
19. Perfect.
Yeah.
And so we can go on Facebook, follow you guys on Facebook, get mm-hmm. the latest and greatest, what's going on. Don't forget, everyone, to eat local, shop local, and support our local businesses. Brenda Sanchez here with El Paraíso Restaurant. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
It's time for the 2020 census. Stand up and be counted, Prescott Valley. This is Council Member Marty Grossman. The census matters to everyone in Prescott Valley who cares about police, library, parks, education, roads, and anything that depends on our return of state shared revenue to the town. That's what the census does for all of us. Look for your census notifications starting in March 2020. All data is kept confidential. Be sure you count for Prescott Valley by participating in the 2020 census.
If you haven't responded to the Prescott Valley 2020 U.S. Census? Don't worry, you can do it right now. In fact, you'll be getting a reminder postcard in the mail shortly. You can stand up and be counted for Prescott Valley by phone or online. It's easy, and no census taker will visit. Of course, you can also respond to the 2020 Census in person at the Prescott Valley Library during normal business hours. Look for the reminder postcard in the mail and make sure you get counted for Prescott Valley in the 2020 Census.
We're KQ&A. Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. How could a caretaker at the Bronx Zoo infect a tiger with coronavirus? Phoenix Zoo Dr. Gary West has an idea, considering this was a human-to-feline transmission.
Some of the evidence shows that they have a protein on their cells in the lungs similar to humans, which may make them more vulnerable to the coronavirus hacking the cell or invading the cell. All the evidence we have now, it looks like the cat would get infected from a person, and we have no evidence of a cat giving it to a person.
However, Dr. West says felines get mildly sick at worst from the virus. He adds it appears the same goes for house cats, too.
There was one case of a domestic cat in Belgium that actually got infected from its owner and showed maybe some mild respiratory signs. So it does seem like all cats potentially could get infected with the virus.
Sunny and windy today and tomorrow. A mostly clear overnight low around 37. Then a sunny high around 60 Tuesday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Turning cold, very windy, and rainy with Wednesdays and Thursdays wet highs around 53 and 47 before heating back up for a sunny, mild weekend. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling to 41 after bedtime. Up to a breezy, sunny 70 tomorrow. Windy showers Wednesday and Thursday with highs near 64 and 56, but better news for the weekend. Your KQNA News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Chino Valley will continue in a moment on KQNA.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Waters Garden Companion Plants of the Month are lilac, poppy, purple plum, and our white night candy tuft.
Masses of fragrant white flowers cover mounds of perennial green foliage.
Extreme heat and cold tolerant, this award winner repeatedly blooms without deadheading for super easy care.
Butterflies, bees, hummingbirds are going to love your backyard again.
White Night Candy Tuft can only be found at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
I'm Flo Spiro, President and CEO of Northern Arizona Healthcare. I want to communicate to you today our commitment to your health and wellness in this tumultuous time. You and the people who care for you are our top priority. Our 3,000 plus dedicated colleagues, including 300 plus physicians, are working day and night to ensure we can care for you and your loved ones. Throughout this time, please refer to our website, nahealth.com, for current and accurate local information concerning the virus. Remember, take care of yourselves and your families through practicing thorough hand washing and social distancing. We are here to serve you. Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I'm here with my next guest, John Scholl, Superintendent of Chino Valley School District. Hey, John.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. You're my second guest to call in today, and that's been fabulous. It's working out great.
All right.
I know. So we're all practicing social distancing. Hey, so what's going on with the school?
Well, there's, you know, even though that we don't have kids in our classrooms, there is a lot of stuff still going on.
Oh, good.
The first thing I want to mention is we are feeding kids. We have made some changes today that I maybe want to talk about. But
absolutely.
We have... 2 weeks ago, so not, I don't have the numbers for this past week, but the week prior, we served over 6,500 meals, and that's
wow.
Both breakfast and lunch. And we were hoping that this week was going to be, last week was going to be even better. And this current week, we've made some changes to hopefully make it even better in that it's, you can go fewer times and get the same number of meals. And so we are still serving at Territorial School, and you can just go on either Mondays or Wednesdays. And on Mondays, what happens is we used to give just a breakfast and a lunch.
Gotcha.
And on Mondays, you actually get 3 days of meals. And so you don't have to come back until Wednesday. So you get breakfast and lunch for 3 days. That's 6 meals total by coming on Monday. And then we're open also on Wednesday. And you get two days of meals. You get 2 breakfasts and 2 lunches. And so instead of having to come 5 days a week, people only have to come 2 days a week to get the 10 meals.
Wow.
And that's at Territorial School over on Mahan Lane, which is off of 1 East, just next to the pool, or just a little bit south of the pool. And that's open from 9 to 1. And one thing that we also have been doing is going out in vans and delivering meals out to our bus. And so we have, it's the same schedule on Mondays and Wednesdays, and we have 2 routes. We have a Yuma route and a Chino route. And there's on our website or on our Facebook page, there's the schedule from, usually they start around 9 o'clock, and, the Paulden route goes to about 10:15, and the Chino route goes to about 11:45. But it's the same deal. Monday, you pick up 6 meals, 3 days worth. And on Wednesday, you pick up 2 days worth. And I want to mention, this is for all kids 18 years and younger. They don't have to be a student of Chino Valley Schools. We don't collect names. All we need to see is their bright, shiny faces, and they get the meals that we have available to them. And it's free to everybody that's 18 years and younger. We don't collect any money for this, and we're excited that we're able to help out by getting that food out to the community.
I'm really glad you said that, John, because I was one of the people that was not sure about that. So it's free to anyone 18 years or younger, and you don't have to attend school in Chino Valley.
That is correct. So, you know, if we have kids that families drive out to Prescott to go to school, or Humboldt, or a charter school or whatever, it doesn't matter. Homeschoolers are welcome too. We just want to get food in kids' bellies, and that's we're excited that we're able to do that.
Yeah, that's such a great opportunity. And you said territorial, it's 9 to 1. And I love that you guys are also doing the bus routes. That's a fabulous idea, because there are a lot of parents, you know, that just can't get there.
Well, and that's true. We go all the way out to Big Chino, Big Chino Road and so forth. And there's a lot of families that, you know, may not be able to afford the gas to come in every day, and they may be skipping. And this way we get the outreach to them, get the food closer to them, make it more, easier for them to get the food when maybe during these tough times, it's just not necessarily feasible to use up the gas.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and that's great that you guys are doing this. And so you said those are kind of new changes.
They used to have to come in every day, and so the big change is we added the second bus route, and the multiple meals on the 2 days. And so we're only open Monday and Wednesday, but they can get the same number of meals, which means 2 trips instead of 5 to get a week's worth of food.
Wow, that's fabulous. That's fantastic. I'm so glad that there is something like this in Chino Valley. And like you said, it's free to any kid 18 years or younger. And like you said, it's just about getting food in kids' bellies.
Yep. The other thing I want to mention is that our students should have received an at-home learning packet already. That would have been last Monday. And we have additional distribution days on April 13th, April 27th, and May 11th. And what should happen is there's a couple ways to get this. It's all on our website. There's a link that takes you to a page that asks you which school you go to, and then from there it asks what grade or what classes you take, and you can get the at-home learning packets. I know that there's a significant number of our community that doesn't have access to the internet, or maybe not the device to download it. And so we also offer these packets at our sites, at the school sites. Our school offices are open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and they can come on those days. Or I know we had like 200 to 300 people show up at the schools those days. And if you on that Monday, last Monday, if you want to come on Tuesday or Wednesday, it might be easier to get in, and you can help. You know, we ask that people maintain that social distance, so it might be a little quicker if you came in on Tuesday or Wednesday of the week. But if you can come in and get a packet, and also if you can bring your packet in, that's done. There'll be a drop off. You just drop it in the bucket, and we will take care of it from there. And so.
Now, John, are these like weekly packets, monthly packets?
Every 2 weeks.
Okay, gotcha. Every 2 weeks, you get a...
Every 2 weeks.
You get a learning packet. So basically, it has 2 weeks worth of homework and assignments.
That's exactly right.
Perfect. And for each grade level?
It's broken up by grade level on kindergarten through fifth grade. And then in the middle school, it's broken up first by grade level, 6, 7, and 8, and then it's by subject, because they go to individual classes. And then at the high school, it's done by individual classes.
Gotcha.
So it kind of depends on what school they go to.
So that's how you guys are doing it. So the new packets will be available April 13th, like you said, April 27th.
Correct. That's going to be the next one. And then people can turn in their packets, and we're still working on a way if they don't want to come in, on hopefully they can email the packet that's completed, that kind of thing. But we want, you know, we're providing the work, and we want to support them. If a parent has issues with the work, I highly recommend that they email the teacher, and we've asked our teachers to make sure they're checking their email and respond to the kid and parent requests. We want this to be, you know, this is a very stressful time for families, and we want to try to make it as stress-free as possible. So if a parent is having issues or a kid's having issues with the work, please email the teacher. And our emails are the first initial, last name of the teacher, at chinovalleyschools.com. Hopefully they get a response. They should get a response, and they can make a, you know, either appointment or do stuff on the phone, or just do stuff through email to get some additional assistance on that work.
Absolutely, because like you just said, it is a stressful time. You know, I've got a little one who, you know, was in daycare, and, you know, they do numbers and shapes and colors and everything, and now I have her 24/7, which is fine, but I can definitely go with any parent out there, you know, from a working mom, you know, I would send the child to school for a little bit, and now I've become the school teacher and everything. And I mean, luckily it's just shapes and numbers, and we're still working on it. But the frustration is real, and it's really there, because now you're all of a sudden a teacher on top of being the parent. And I can definitely see that frustration. I'm so glad that you guys are offering some services, because, you know, anything, you know, it's just, it's hard out there.
Oh, yeah. And you know, we'll be flexible with the work also, because we know there are people experiencing food insecurity. There's people that are experiencing financial difficulties if they were laid off or
right,
whatever. And we want to we don't want school to be the stressor that takes them over the edge. We want to be flexible. We want to support families in this time that they need the support the most.
Absolutely. So we're just trying to get through it day by day. And so,
yep.
John, anything else going on at the school that you'd like to mention? Is graduation still a thing, or how are they going to do graduation? You guys talked about it?
We talked about it today. There's going to be an announcement probably later this week about graduation. I can tell you that all of the other events, the end-of-year events like the prom and awards night and
right,
things like that have all been canceled already. We're trying to do some of this virtually in that we're going to have the Memories Assembly, which is a big deal at the high school. We're going to have that video posted online. We will have there's also like an awards night that we're going to have the counselors announce the awards via video, and they can access it that way so that kids will know who the senior of the year is and the
right,
Cougar of the year and who gets what scholarships. So we're trying to do as much virtually as we can. Unfortunately, for those, I feel bad for the seniors. They're the ones that are missing out on their senior year with athletics and all these events that a lot of people, well, you know, we all as seniors in high school remember what was going on.
Right.
And in our experiences, and unfortunately, they won't have those, and so we're going to do the best we can. And graduation is like the final one, and we're hoping to be able to have it at some point. But we are just kind of following up on some things, and we'll announce the decision later this week.
Perfect. John Scholl, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate you giving us an update on the Chino Valley School District.
Well, thank you for having me, and ChinoValleySchools.com and on Facebook at Chino Valley Schools Arizona. I appreciate it.
Perfect. And stay tuned for more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days. John.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor. Monday through Friday on Cat, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Batteries Plus Bulbs is open and ready to serve you, now with curbside pickup service for anyone who prefers it. Just place your order online, give the store a call, and someone will meet you outside with your purchases. Essential products are in stock, including batteries for wheelchairs and mobility scooters, and repair services continue. Our experts are on site and working to fix and repower broken phones, tablets, and laptops to keep our neighbors talking, working, and learning. Stay safe and healthy. Batteries Plus Bulbs.
Larry Green Chevrolet is committed to their community, customers, and staff in taking extra steps to maintain a healthy, sanitary workplace while still meeting the needs of customers. With this in mind, Larry Green Chevrolet has introduced Purchase Power for the People. Start at home, reserve your vehicle, get pre-qualified, even value your trade-in all online at LarryGreenChevrolet.com. Imagine all the paperwork just waiting for your review and signature. Create your best car deal in your very own home. LarryGreenChevrolet.com. And now that you have time, schedule your existing vehicle for routine maintenance. Purchase Power for the People. Completely hassle-free from Larry Green Chevrolet. Buy online or over the phone, and they'll deliver your new or used vehicle to your door. Shop from the comfort of your home with Larry Green Chevrolet, just off Rodeo Drive next to Walmart in Cottonwood, at LarryGreenChevrolet.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. I'd like to thank my guests today. I had a really wonderful lineup of guests. Susie Bergen with Earthworks Garden and Landscaping Supply. We had Brenda Sanchez, one of the owners of El Paraiso Restaurant, and Superintendent of Chino Valley School District, John Scholl. Here's the time where you get out your pad and paper, and I'm going to let you know what's up and coming. I know you're thinking I'm crazy, but there is some upcoming events that you can participate in. April 16th, the Chamber will host a virtual Chamber workshop. With everything that's going on, we thought it was important to talk about how to get out of business debt and diversifying in times of panic. So we will have Brian Sebring. He will be talking about how to get out of business debt and what you should be doing if you should be diversifying in times of panic. So that's April 16th. It is a virtual chamber workshop. What you'll need to do is go ahead and sign up online at chinovalley.org. Sign up for that. Then we will email you the link to participate in this virtual workshop. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days, on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com. Stay safe, and we're all here to support each other. Stay strong.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.